One of the very interesting folks featured in this book, Black Fire, is Bayard Rustin.
Yes.
Bayard Rustin, evidently he accepted toning down some of his words and let other people say them so that they wouldn't draw lightning. But I believe he was also gay at a time when that was probably worse than being black.
Yes. And he's one of Hal Weaver's favorite people. And Bayard is actually his pictures on cover, because when we were deciding to do the cover, originally the cover was three civil rights workers, all white. We said, no, we can't do that. And so we wanted someone who showed the reality. Well, Bayard is just a perfect example, nonviolent person who is very much in the religious reality. He was, and then again, that shows you the compromises that we ask African Americans to do in order to be in the choir. And he did it, and that's the point. The point is that these 300 years, all the things we ask African Americans to do, they did pretty much. And so here we are asking them to give up a lot of who they are in order to fit in. And my response is, I'm surprised it took them 300 years to start getting up on the high horse and say, excuse me, that's too much. You're asking too much. We're human beings and we have a right. You know, as someone once said, if you punch me, don't I have a right to say ouch? And we're saying, no, you don't, because we're letting you in the group that's making sure you get punched, and that should be privilege enough. And again, it's the cultural reality. It's growing up in a white environment. You don't intentionally do things racist, but that doesn't make them less so. Because someone didn't mean to punch you in the nose, doesn't mean it still doesn't hurt, and don't have a right to say it hurts even if you didn't do it on purpose.